Yes, Cinco de Mayo. We're celebrating it early. Well, we're just celebrating it here. Having a wonderful time at the Heritage Museum of Newaygo County, presented by ITC, and representing this entire team from ITC, the area manager for Newaygo County. It's a pleasure to have Kelly Wozzeck on with us just before we end here. Why don't you just quickly remind our listeners who ITC is, and a little bit quickly about your role with the company.
Sure. Yeah, so ITC, we are basically the high voltage transmission line in the Lower Peninsula. And if you think about it, we're essentially the backbone to the electrical grid.
Excellent. A great way to put
it. Yeah. And then my role as an area manager, kind of like the community liaison to support communities, local government, meeting with them, giving them education presentations, also hearing their needs, and then going back to the company and kind of being that liaison with the company, giving them that feedback.
That's one of the things that makes, to me, ITC so special. Not every company does that, has a liaison on location. You do in every community. Mm-hmm. And why did you select Newaygo this time around, specifically the Heritage Museum of Newaygo County, as one of our stops in this year's Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour?
Sure. So I'm excited. I started with ITC back in December, and I am a local to Newaygo County, and I just am so happy that ITC has had a footprint with our transmission lines for a long time in our county, but to be able to be that local voice and support that locally and then bring that back to our team all over the state is just so beneficial, I think, for the company and our communities that we serve. But also the Heritage Museum, they tell our legacy, our story, and they keep it alive. And what they do for, you know, the generations of the children that are coming through the school systems here, giving the tours and things
like
that.
Like the second graders that were here when we got here
right.
this morning.
Yeah, they were rambunctious. That was fun. But yeah, it's just keeping that legacy and our story alive and not forgetting where we came from.
And ITC essentially owns Michigan's grid, and thank goodness they do and take good care of it. But what's the status of the energy landscape in Michigan and what you're, as a company, focused on right now?
Sure. I think our president, Chuck Marshall, touched on it during his segment, but you know, we're always thinking ahead. Transmission can take 7 to 10 years to build a new transmission line, and we're looking at 450 miles right now in the pipeline to come over the next 10 essential years. So we're really trying to be resilient and keep up on the reliability that we need to provide.
And again, Kelly, you guys work so well, ITC works so well with the communities and landowners.
Yeah, and that's one of the greatest things I love about being an area manager, because we are the boots on the ground locally, and being able to make those trusting relationships with the communities and the landowners to let them know, you know, we live here too. I'm not, you know, from out of state or downstate. I live in these communities as well, and so I really take what they say to heart, and, you know, we try to be, you know, make the least impactful decisions, be as transparent as possible, and give them all the information that they need so they know that we're with them.
You've done a nice job, and I want to thank you on behalf of WJR and supporting us again on our Pure Michigan Tour.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Kelly Wozzeck, area manager right here in Newaygo County, and joined by a whole bunch of folks that have been with us throughout the entire broadcast. Tim Wolf, area manager, local government, community affairs. Jim Tedder, regional manager, local government, community affairs. Julie Burrell, area manager, local government, community affairs, was on the program at the start to give $1,000 unexpectedly to Stephen Ratke, the executive director of the Heritage Museum of Newaygo County. Rebecca Miller, marketing communications. Catherine Harrington, communications specialist. Again, I say it every time, used to work at WJR. And also, of course, the president of ITC Michigan, Chuck Marshall. Did I miss any of the ITC people? I got them all?
Got them all.
All right. And then there's the WJR people. Mike Parsons, our executive producer, Danielle Mason, queen of the switches, working here alongside Ray Templin, Rich Luzinski. We started off with Renee Vitale with our WJR traffic and weather. Ava Demanja, who explained why she didn't take Chris Nixon's last name. I didn't. Was it because of President Nixon at the time? Is that what happened? No? Okay. Pablo from Dean Trailways. Did I miss anyone from WJR that was important? Oh, our audience. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.